This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Allahumma allimna ma yanfa'una wa anfa'na bima 'allamtana innaka samii'un mujibud du'a. Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min 'ilmin la yanfa' wa qalbin la yakhsha' wa nafsin la tashba' wa du'a'in la yusma'. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. جزاكم الله خير for coming. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We're gonna be always starting for the next, probably we'll see what it's all depends on the salah. So we'll start with Maghrib and we'll end it with Aisha, and then when the time change we will keep it at 7:30, because I'm seeing 7:30 is the best for everybody as people drive from far away. That's number one. Number two, there's a couple of good news is, walillahi alhamd. I want you to all know one thing is, when Allah wants something to happen, He makes it happen. And it's beyond, literally. So inshallah, we're going to have a couple of things in Jannah Institute. We're going to have live classes. Yep, bismillah. I didn't even finish. I didn't even start, actually. Okay. So we're going to have the following. As I told you when we did the summer intensive, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us how much there is a need for learning and how much there is an interest in learning, which is the two things. It's not only the need, but also there is interest. So we decided the following. There's going to be an after-school program for the youth. Islamic studies, not Quran, it's not Tajweed. It's Islamic studies. And we're going to actually divide them. This is one of the things we learned from the summer intensive. So there will be a high schooler and there will be middle schooler. I don't have younger yet. I don't have space, unfortunately. Allah will give us, inshallah, bigger. So we will have 2 days a week. It's going to be 5 to 7. Alhamdulillah, we just finalized the teachers. We finalized the curriculum and everything. So Monday and Wednesday will be the boys, 5 to 7, the high schooler one and the middle schooler. And Tuesdays and Thursdays will be the girls, also 5 to 7. It's going to be serious. It's not going to be scary, but it's not going to be halaqa. Those of you who were with me in the morning, you've seen the difference between a halaqa and a class. I don't see. Where is Khulud? I don't see. Yeah. There's a huge difference between class and a halaqa. Class is we call it passive learning. You're just listening. But in the class is, number one, is an interactive, and number two, there is work you have to do. And this is what we need for the youth also, to take it more seriously, but it's also going to be fun. It's a one-year program. So starting mid-September, in 2 weeks, inshallah, and we will end up with June. Same breaks of the school and the same breaks for the national holidays, all is that. Okay, and I'm going to say this, and I know I'm going to say it, and I know it's going to happen, but I still have to say it. مَعْذِرَةً إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ. The class size is very small and it's not going to be online. So if you are interested, don't leave it to the last day, because once the class is full, I cannot accept. Where will I put them? And the students has right. And you've seen it, Khulud, she saw it in the morning. So if you are planning, you have all the information, we just finalize it, walillahi alhamd. So if you have all the information is outside, go ahead and register. All the details, everything is, it's actually on our website. So maybe not today and tomorrow, the whole detail is going to be very soon. So that's number one. And then once this, probably by the end of September, I will be teaching a serious class for serious students. It's on Wednesday night, because this is for the people who work and people who can't come in the morning. And this will be a 6 week course covering subjects. And you will get this. This is probably by the end of September. But the one that's starting next week is the Year of Knowledge. The Year of Knowledge is mainly an online program, which I've been going for. This is the fourth year, but alhamdulillah, now we have a space, so it's going to be hybrid. Hybrid meaning some of the classes you will take it online because the teachers are not here. One of them is in Malaysia, and one of them is actually in Virginia. The Virginia one is not going to teach the year one. One of them is actually in Tennessee. The three ones I teach. The on-site is very limited. I have only two left. Because this is serious classes. This is so the online, we have close to 60, and I closed it. Normally we take more, but I closed it last week. And today, who reached out and they wanted to join? And I said, of course, yes. Do you know Sean King, the one who just accepted Islam? His wife. And I was like, for sure, we'll take her. Allah will put barakah. So please, well, the reason I'm saying is, if you are thinking and you're planning, do it ASAP. Don't do it the last day. Because it is very hard for me to say no. Allah, my witness. Because how can somebody really wants to learn and you tell them no? But also there is logistics. And the people who register, they have rights. So these are the main three things. These are the 24, 25-year programs. And then we have the woman conference. The woman conference is exactly in 4 weeks. Saturday, the 28th, you have the lineup of these teachers, of these scholars. And it's going to be a very controversial subject. But we have to start talking about the controversial ones. And it is faith and feminism. Can they live together? And it's 12 and above. 12 and above. And there will be babysitting or there will be child care. It's going to be in Garden Grove because of the space. And we already have 1/4 filled. So again, if you're planning, don't come at the door like every year. Subhanallah, every year at the door and says, well, where will I put you? So again, here, the registration is open. The registration here is open, so go ahead if you are interested. And I'm planning, inshallah, it will help. Next day, because Sheikha Aisha Prime is staying, so I am going to do one for the youth only, question and answers. It's going to be me and her only, no mothers. And it's going to be the youth. This one is not finalized yet, I'm still working on. So alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, Allah is opening a lot of khair here. And the only way, and I said the only way, you are really grateful to Allah, is by taking up these opportunities. Don't say next year. Don't say, well, let's see how it's going to go. Don't do that, because once you don't know what will happen next year, whether you or me, I'm here, you're here, we're moving, Allah knows. Remember COVID. Subhanallah, how our life went upside down. So I did all this. Walillah alhamdu wal minna. We're going to continue with Suratul Kahf. So now we're coming. Now let's again wrap up. So we can remember. So Surah Al-Kahf was revealed in Mecca or Medina? Ya Allah, very few voices, Mecca. What about everybody else? How many, this is the sixth or the seventh week? Wallah, I don't remember. This is the seventh week, right? Every week I say the same question. Mecca or Medina? Aywa, yes. Now you make me feel good, alhamdulillah. So was revealed in Mecca. And why, or not why, a'udhu billah, but what do I learn? And why it is every Friday, it's highly recommended to read it. Why? Because it's going to take me through all the challenges I go through every week. I want everyone to look back at your week. Today is Tuesday, from last Tuesday, right? Just a second, think. Think for a second. Were you tested? Of course, right? Which one? Which one? You were tested in your deen? For sure. Who didn't? Right? Were we tested by our wealth, I want, or the one I have? And then the next one, which is today, the test of knowledge, and then the test of power is the last one. So whatever Allah gives us is a test. Yani, Allah gave me the phone, that's a test. That's a temptation. And Allah took the phone away, that's another test and temptation. وَنَبْلُوكُمْ بِالشَّرِّ وَالْخَيْرِ فِتْنَةً وَإِلَيْنَا تُرْجَعُونَ. Allah said this, we will test you. Shar and khair, evil. Evil is what? It's something I don't like, something I don't want, something I wish didn't happen to me. Wal khair is something I want. Both is a test. Your children are the best children, that's a test. And your children is not what you are or you were hoping they will be, that's also a test. So don't you think the test is only with the things I don't like? The test is actually is more with the thing I want. Do you know why? Because scholars always differ. There was always this question, which one is better? A poor person who doesn't have anything, but he or she is patient, or a rich person and is grateful. Which one? Yes, it's usually most of them, they will tell you, is the rich who is grateful. Because once Allah gives me, what happens? I forget. I forget and I stay and start saying, I did it, whatever, I'm smart, whatever these, we do it for ourselves. And قليل من عبادية شكور. very few of my servants. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said it. Very few of my servants are grateful. So always when the test comes in, immediately, and this is individual, immediately I'm going to say, what do you want from me? في أي مقام هذا, as they say in the Arabic, in which station this should be? Is this is a station of being patient? Is this is a station of being grateful? Is this a station of both? Is this is a station of pleasure, pleased with Allah? Whatever comes from Allah, khair, which one is this? So you all have to ask yourself, like this one as we speak, is this is a state of what? As we are all here now. What is this, a state of what? What should I feel inside me? Grateful, of course. Of course. You are coming, you are here, comfortable place. You have a way of coming. We have a way of speaking. I have a way of everybody online is listening. What did I do for that? Why me and you? How many Muslims in Southern California? I was told 1 million. This is what I was told. I don't know. Right? Why you? Why me teaching? What should I feel? I don't deserve it, but Ya Allah, you're generous. I don't deserve it, but Ya Allah, you're generous and make me grateful. So here now we come to this, the story of Sayyidina Musa. What is the story of Sayyidina Musa? Who knows? Come on, please tell me you know. Okay, Bismillah, raise your hand. I don't want in, I want on. Bismillah.
And he told the people that he knows.
He was lecturing and he told
that his companion that he knows, like everything he knows. And then God asked him,
I'm sorry.
God asked him, like, blamed him.
قوليها بالعربي آية ترجمها أنا أسهل لك.
يعني كان يخطب بقومه فقال إنه هو يعني.
little bit fiha missing. It's right. So basically, the test here is a test of knowledge. What is test of knowledge? It's not just the class is hard, or you have to take a quest, you have to take an exam, or write a summary. The test is when you think you know. And I want every woman here. Just take a little bit of a pause and say to yourself, when was the last time I said to somebody, I know, I know? How often we say that, right? Well, you didn't even open your mouth yet. Did you know, I know, I know? I know what, right? That's a test. That's a test, because what comes with knowledge? إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, you and me. What usually comes with knowledge? Arrogance. Arrogance. I know. And I'm not talking about knowledge of deen only. Any knowledge. You are the best person who cook this recipe in this community. Oh, you want to eat whatever? Uh-oh, make sure you eat her dish. And everybody keeps saying this. إِلَّا مَا رَحِمَ رَبِّي. Unless Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect you, it's going to come here. And you say, no, not me. Allah will test you right away. You know how? Somebody in that gathering, they will say, oh, there's a new person moved here. Her dish is even better. Now what happens to you? Inside. These are all feelings inside. Inside. Now the test came in. Or you did the dish, and I'm just talking about something simple, or you're a writer, or you're a painter, whatever Allah, yani whatever Allah gave us. And then someone looks at you and they're very honest and says, you know what, this is good, but it's not your usual. What happens? So knowledge comes with test. So the story of Sayyidina Musa, he was actually giving a sermon to the people of the children of Israel, right? And he was asked, beware of praising yourself. Don't you ever say it is me. That's the first lesson from him. He said, who is the most knowledgeable person on this earth? He said, me. The Sayyidina Musa, and he's Nabi. If anyone knows, it is him. And Allah atabah. Allah blamed him. How do you say it without connecting the knowledge you have to me? لم يقل علمني الله. He didn't say Allah taught me. He said me. This is actually the hadith in Bukhari and Muslim. And Allah immediately, Sayyidina Musa is Kareemullah. He is the one who talks to Allah, and Allah talked to him, right? وكلم الله موسى تكليما. And Allah talked to Musa directly. Don't ask me how, because we don't know, right? فلما جاء موسى لميقاتنا وكلمه ربه. When Musa came to the appointed time, and his Lord talked to him. So immediately Allah said to him, No. You are not the most knowledgeable. There's one person more knowledgeable than you. See how the response comes right away? See the test? He didn't think it's a test. That's you and me. Was like, what did I say? We always say this. What did I say? I just said I'm the best one who bake a cake. That's full of arrogance. But we don't look at it this way. So he said, أنا أعلم الناس. I am the most knowledgeable people. Allah immediately. فأوحى إليه الله. This is the hadith. أن عبدا بمجمع البحرين هو أعلم منك. There is one man in مجمع البحرين, in the place where the two seas meet. He is way more knowledgeable. And Musa said, يا الله فكيف لي به? How do I find him? And Allah says, you take a hoot, a fish, with you, and you put it in a like container. And the place where this fish will get lost, that's where you will meet him. You all looking at me, I was like, what? Wallahi, it's not my words, it's Surah Al-Kahf. You read it every Friday. But that tells me how well you read. Right? It's exactly what Allah said, right? إذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقوبا. He said to his fata. Fata is the helper. Usually in that time, the person who helps you or serve you, they call them fata. So young man. He is the great grandson of Sayyidina Yusuf. Okay, Yusha. So he said, this is how Allah started this story of Sayyidina Musa. It's in verse 60. He said, Musa told his the companion, we're going to be walking till we reach that point. And I'm going to continue to walk till I find that place. Where is that place? Scholars differ. They say it is where two seas meet. Either it is the Red Sea with the Indian Ocean way at the end, or it is the middle Mediterranean Sea with the Atlantic. So south of Spain or close to Yemen. Does it matter? Exactly, because the point is not where. And that's why Allah didn't say it. He said, it's just these two places. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَ حُتَمَا. So Allah said it. Said to, he said, Ya Allah, where will I find this man? He said, where the two seas will meet and where the fish will be lost. Okay, and Musa took his helper, Yusha, and went, whether south or went north or east, west. Okay. So they reached a point. The fish is dead. They were taking it to eat. One of the miracles of Sayyidina Musa, right? The fish at that point, at one point, Allah gave it life again. And the fish disappeared in the water. And then they took a nap. They woke up and said, let's go. We are still looking for that man. Then, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَ حُوتَهُمَا فَاتَّخَذَ سَبِيلَهُ فِي الْبَحْرِ سَرَبًا. When they reached that point, right, the fish became alive and disappeared, right? And then Musa told his helper, we're tired, let's eat, right? فَلَمَّا جَاوَزَا قَالَ لِفَتَاهُ آتِنَا غَدَاءَنَا لَقَدْ لَقِينَا مِنْ سَفَرِنَا هَذَا نَصَبًا. You know what? Let's take a break. Let's eat. Why the food? So, oh. And then the young man looking for the fish. قال أرأيت إذا أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت. This is beautiful. وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أن أذكره. اتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا. He said, guess what? When we were there sleeping, I left it. I left the fish. And the fish, I have no idea where is it. سيدنا موسى now is very happy. قال هذا ما كنا نبغ. That's where I want to go. فارتدى على أثارهما قصصا. They went back. Even very nice commentary when you read this. They said, that means they were in a place where it is desert. Because they followed their footsteps back. Right? I mean, you're walking. You don't know which side, right, left, where were you? But they followed their footsteps. So it was desert. Because they were walking next to the water. So they went back to the place where they slept. And they found where they lost the fish. What is all this story? Yeah? Found the man. Who's the man? Al-Khidr. Who's Al-Khidr? There's no name. There's no name for surah. Right? لما قال لقد لقينا سفرنا نصبا قال أرأيت إذا أوينا إلى الصخرة فإني نسيت الحوت وما أنسانيه إلا الشيطان أذكره واتخذ سبيله في البحر عجبا قال هذا ما كنا نبغ فارتدا على أثارهما قصصا فوجدا عبدا من عبادنا. Once they went back, they found the man. Now look how Allah described him. There's no name Khidr. The Khidr is in the commentary. In the Quran is عبداً من عبادنا. A servant from our servant. Meaning, what kind of a man is this? What kind of a man is this? That Allah says, he's part of my servants. Every time I read this, I was like, will Allah call me my servant? Will Allah call us from among his servants? We're all his servants, for sure. But this is special servants. Like, we all are human beings. No doubt, we all. But there are special human beings. Are we of those, or are we from that special group that Allah says, عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِنَا? Will he look at you and says, uh-huh, my servant. Or he's going to say, oh, let me look at her book and see. And then Allah says, not only his special servant, why? أَتَيْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا رَحْمَةً وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We gave him two things. We gave him mercy, meaning he's gentle, he's patient, and he is very knowledgeable. But he didn't say he's knowledgeable. And this is what I want you all, when you talk about anything Allah gave you. وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We taught him from our knowledge. And this is amazing. The Quran is so beautiful. But when you look at the words Allah use, every letter serve a purpose. And he said, عَلَّمْنَا. Allah taught him. And he told Sayyidina Musa in the beginning, remember? No, you're not the most knowledgeable. There's one person more knowledgeable than you. And here Allah says, we taught him. Anytime you have a special talent, and everybody here has, don't you ever say, I did it. Don't you ever say, I worked hard for it. You always say, Allah taught me. Allah made it easy. Allah brought fruit. Whatever you're doing, that's the main key of Surah, main key of this story. Number one, don't say I or me, say Allah. Don't say my children, say the children Allah gave me. Don't say my car, the car Allah gave me. Then you have nothing. We don't own anything. You think we do. We don't. It's not ours. We're leaving it all. By choice, by not choice, we're going. Either they will leave us first or we are leaving them. Allah knows what is in the future. So, عَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. Now, here, you're going to learn about the etiquettes of knowledge. Next two verses, it needs a whole course. How do you learn? And in this day and age, we're losing it completely. And I don't mean anybody, but many of you, the way you're sitting, if I sat in front of my teachers, I'm in big trouble. And I'm not going to say who and what because I don't want you. That's not my point. Knowledge has etiquettes. Etiquettes. They call it adabu talib al-ilm or adabu hamil al-ilm. Hamil, actually, they call it. The etiquettes of the person who's carrying the knowledge. And the etiquette of the person who's seeking the knowledge. Never ask the teacher unless he asks, do you have any questions? Look at us. Everybody jumps to speak. Why? Look what he said. He met him. Finally, this is the man that he walked huqba. He walked miles. Finally, he met him. And this is Sayyidina Musa, not you and me, right? If you and me says, oh, okay, I am Musa. Allah said, you are more knowledgeable. Let's see. Right? Yeah, I was told, I don't know what he said. First thing, qala. هل أتبعك? Can I follow you? See that. See even the language. هل أتبعك على أن تعلمني مما علمت رشدا. هذا those of you who know Arabic. Can I follow you? It's not I'm following you. Allah told me, meet him and learn from him. No, he said, can I? And I one thing I want you teach me from what Allah taught you. علمت رشدا. And rujda is meaning the correct way. Now, who's al-Khidr? Some scholars said he's a Nabi. And some scholars said he is very righteous man. And because he has some miracles. And the miracles are given, if they are given to the prophets, it's called miracle. If it's given to ordinary people, and it's called karama. So most of the scholars say he's a wali, he's not a Nabi. Very few say it is. The idea is not. Who's he? Allahu A'lam. The idea is how the dialogue and how was the interaction between a Nabi and not a Nabi, yet a student and a teacher. Are you with me? Sayyidina Musa, Ulul Azm. He's one of the top five. You know, like we say top five? He's one of the top five. And this is not a Nabi. We don't even know the name. He said, can I follow you? Look at us here. Look at us here. Sometimes you tell somebody, you come to you, and it's like, I can't answer you. I'm talking to someone. They stay there till they said, wallahi, I can't. I'm talking. And they keep nagging. That's not adab. That's not adab. There's a people have privacy. People, they need to give everyone their due right. هل أتبعك? Can I? He didn't say, Allah told me, I'm coming. قال إن اتبعتني. Look how he responded. So the first thing is, when you want to learn, you have to be humble. Not humble, humble, capital, all of them. You know, especially for those of you memorizing Quran or learning Tajweed or you're learning in public, this is my advice to everybody. I say it because I said it to myself. You pack your ego and send it with FedEx one way across the ocean. Then you will learn. If you are going to come with your ego, you will not learn. Period. Period. Even if you attend all the classes, you will not. Then the Khidr didn't say, well, let me see, I don't know, who are you? Immediately come to the point, okay, this is somebody who wants to learn. Let's see if he or she is serious. قال إن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرى. What a condition. You all don't know this condition because we don't go through this condition. Is, you know when this condition is? When the teacher says, I am not going to listen to your question till the end of the semester. Now, let me see how many classes you will attend. Because he said, okay, you want to follow me? Sure. But with one condition, don't ask me any question. And don't comment. How many of us can do that? Show me hands. I'm glad I'm not seeing hand. Because you're honest. Right? قال إن اتبعتني فلا تسألني عن شيء حتى أحدث لك منه ذكرى. Don't ask me any question. I will explain it. Meaning, second most important tool in learning. Patient. Without patient, you will not learn. Patient with the teacher, patient with yourself, patient with the material, patient with your, oh, again, I can't do it. Patient with the difficulty. You have to have patience. You will not learn, period. He said, okay. If you're going to follow me, don't ask me about anything. فَانْطَلَقَ immediately, meaning Sayyidina Musa said, yes, sure. Okay, he followed him. فَانْطَلَقَ meaning they are going to their mission. So Sayyidina Musa, what happened to the boy? We don't know. Why? It's not important. Are you with me? Sometimes some parts of the story disappear. It's not the issue. The issue is not the boy. The issue is not even Sayyidina Musa. Is the issue is what happens when you are knowledgeable. فَانْطَلَقَ. Oh, actually, before that, that's what I looked at here. He said, you will not be patient with me. إِنَّكَ لَن تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبَرًا. But the adab of the teacher now. For all those of you who are teachers. Not because, you know what, you're not going to make it. No. But he explained why you were not going to be able to be patient. The love of a teacher to a student and the rahmah of the teacher to the student. How can you be patient about something you don't know? He didn't say you're impatient. He said it's difficult because you don't know. وكيف تصبر على ما لم تحط به خبرا? How are you going to be patient about something you don't know? Musa, now he learned. ستجدني, what? Uh-huh. Now he said it. Inshallah. Not our inshallah. Which means no. Right? I hope not. I hope we all learned that. Are you coming inshallah? Meaning yes? Right? I know the youth says inshallah, yes or no? Yes, and you should be very firm. If I said inshallah, that means yes. But I could not come if Allah didn't will. But if you're not planning to come, the answer is no. Because then you are literally masakhtiha. You have made the statement fluid, had no value anymore. And it's inshallah. And he said, by the will of Allah, you will see me patient. Okay. فانطلقه. So they were walking a long line of the water, because that's where the sea and the ocean, right? Rakiba fi safina. They both got into a ship. فانطلق فإذا ركب في السفينة خرقها. He made a hole in the ship. He basically, what he did, he removed one part. He made it defective. The natural response. أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها? What? You made a hole. So the ship will sink. لقد جئت شيئا إمرا. This is unaccepted. What do you learn from here? Let's see if you know the message here. No, you didn't get it. No. No, it's completely different, which we don't do. Very few of us does it. Huh? Did you raise your hand? Yes. Aifar. You're close. You're close. When you see something wrong, don't stay quiet and say it's not my business. Don't stay quiet and say it's not my business. You care about people, you need to speak. You care about this ummah, you need to speak. And now we say it's not my business. Well, I'm not going to rectify all the world. أخرقتها لتغرق أهلها. Does he know the people? Does he know the ship, the owner? But he cares. That's actually, you find, what I'm sharing with you is you find it in the tafsir. They said, Sayyidina Musa cared. Cared about why you're damaging things. Why you're hurting people. لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرَى. You're doing something unaccepted. Now, the teacher. أَلَمْ أَقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعَيَ صَبْرًا. I told you. You're not going to be patient with me. See the way, and what I want you, when you read Al-Kahf, read the language, even if you don't know Arabic, just pay attention, even in the English, because it's the same meaning. He didn't get upset. What did I say? Here we go again. What did he say? I told you. You're not going to be patient. What is the student? Look at all the humbleness. Actually, a lot of lessons being humble. Sayyidina Musa would have said, Yani, do you want me to stay quiet? Yani, I'm seeing you doing this. We're gonna all going to die. You want me to see that? And now you don't want me even to ask, right? That's arrogance. Hasha. Sayyidina Musa will not do that. لا تؤخذني بما نسيت. Please forgive me, I forgot. ولا ترهقني من أمري عسرا. Don't be too hard on me. Teacher, no answer. فانطلق. Moved again. Now what happened? Worse. Boys are playing. Boys are playing. And he killed one of them. أقتلت نفسا بغير نفس؟ Wow. You killed a young or a living soul with no justice. Because that's the only time we're allowed to kill a person if he killed or she killed a person. How the justice? He's telling him he didn't do anything. He didn't kill anybody. Now he said, لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا نُكْرَى. This is completely rejected, unaccepted. Does he have the right? Now, Allah added one extra letter, one extra word. قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ. Now the tone changed. The tone changed. أَقُلْ لَكَ. Didn't I tell you? Meaning, I'm running out of patience, and I don't think you can do it. But he said, لَكَ. Just two letters. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَعِيَ صَبْرًا. You will not be able to continue with me. Sayyidina Musa got it. He didn't say, how impatient this teacher. Yani, what do you think I'm going to do? I see you killing people. I'm just going to say nothing? Nah. Did you see my point? What Allah is teaching us here? Etiquettes, patience, wait. Things has another meaning, deeper meaning than what you think. Now he's a humble man. Sayyidina Musa said, if I do it again, that's it. That's it. I don't have the right to follow you. إن سألتك عن شيء بعدها فلا تصاحبني قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. Of course, the Arabic language here is amazing. يعني it's beyond. إن اتبعتك, if I'm going to follow you, إن سألتك عن شيء, I'm sorry, if I'm going to ask you one more time, don't allow me to be with you. You have all the reasons not to. قد بلغت من لدني عذرا. I have given you enough reasons to stop having me as your companion. And then, okay, we still have time, alhamdulillah. فانطلق. He took him. Now, there is no dialogue in between. How long? From which place to what place? Why? Not the point. What that teaches me. To the point. You want to ask a question, don't tell me the whole story of your life. To the point. The more you are to the point, the more efficient you are. And the less wasteful we are. فانطلق. Now came in. أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما. Now they came to a city. They're hungry. They want food. They ask food from the people. فأبوا أن يضيفوهما. You are not going to be our guest. You're not going to be our guest. Why? Allah didn't say it. It doesn't serve the purpose. They're not good people. They're bad people. That's not the issue. The issue is not this. The issue is what you don't see, and it will bring a lot of goodness. This is the main message of the story of Sayyidina Musa. What you see bad, not necessarily bad. There's a lot of khair in it, but you don't see it. And then as the people said, no, you're not eating. Immediately they saw, فوجد جدارا, فوجد فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه. Khidr saw a wall, it's leaning. and it's going to fall. He pushed it back, meaning save the wall. He did a service for them. He didn't say, why did you do it? Dialogue here changed. Sayyidina Musa didn't tell him, why did you do it? No, he said, لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. Take some money from them so we can buy food. يعني, what is wrong with that? Honestly, what is wrong with that? This is what Allah wanted me to think, that there's way beyond what I and you see right away. قال هذا فراق بيني وبينك. Done. Done. There's no point. You know, there is something very similar in our day in life. What do they call it? If you're a driver, three strikes and you're out. Don't you live in this country? Don't you know this rule? I don't think so. Do you know what's a three strikes and you're out? Okay, what does it mean? I'm sorry, raise your hand. Three strikes and you're out. Anybody? Huh? Raise your hand. Three tickets and? And then your license is taken away. And why three? First time I forgot. Second time I promise you I'm not going to do it. Third time, done. That's exactly what it is here. Three issues. He said, that's it. You know what? I'm not going to waste my time anymore. You're not going to know it. Now, the beauty is when Allah explained it to us and he made him explain it to Sayyidina Musa. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ I want to hear it. تَسْتَطَعْ هَذِي an amazing, miraculous language of the Quran. Only those who know Arabic can understand this very well. Now look at me, Allah here says تَسْتَطَعْ. So there's ta, seen, ta, ta, عَيْن. And he's like, why she is doing all this? Wait, because for a second. طيب. So this same word, able, in English they will translate it the same and you cannot understand it because there is nothing similar to it in English. I am going to explain to you what you could not understand. I'm just giving you so you know what he's saying. Then he took him through the reasons. I made the ship, you all know this. I made the ship, I made a defect in the ship because there was a king who takes it. And if it is defective, the ship will not, the king will not take it. And the owners are poor and they need their ship. عَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَهُوَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ You may dislike something, hate something externally, but it has a lot of goodness in it. And Allah said it in Nisa. وَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا You may hate something externally, and in it there's a lot of goodness. And Allah actually put this in the context of marriage. If you don't like your wives, it's literally that's what he said. وَإِن كَرِهْتُمُوهُنَّ فَعَسَىٰ أَن تَكْرَهُ شَيْئًا وَيَجْعَلُ اللَّهُ فِيهِ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا We cannot go by the external right away. Because the external has only, like when you see a door, I see a door. I have no idea, and I know there's a room. I have no idea what is in the room. There could be a lot of good in the room. But I don't live this way unless I believe in Allah well, and I know Allah well, and I fully believe that everything comes from Allah is good, even if I don't like it. So he started explaining to him. Did he have to explain to him? Does he? Right? Or he could just, you know what? You go and figure it out. You're not patient. No. But who is saying this and who is learning? We are, exactly. Allah is saying this. Allah is making him. These are the words of Allah. Quran is a word of Allah. He is making him say this for us to learn. Number one, if your student doesn't understand, explain. If it's too complicated, explain, and that includes your children or somebody with you. If this is way too hard for me, explain. And then you know this. Number one, the ship, I want to make a defect in it because the king will take every ship that is, it has no defect. The son, Hadi, whenever may Allah protect your children, Whenever a family lose a child, I always remind them of this verse, because you don't know. You don't know. Allah is always Rahim. There's no doubt about that. But I don't see the Rahmah all the time. And he said, the boy, he was meant to be a kafir. And he would have been a real hardship for his parents. I killed him, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will replace him with another child that is way better for them. Come and let us believe in this at the moment. And see this. And the wall, two orphans, their father was righteous. Hadi, million line under this. Why did Allah says, وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا? Why did Allah mention to you and me, and teaching me, that their father, and here أَبَوَاهُ meaning father and mother, or their father, was righteous? Why? What am I learning? Huh? I'm speaking French, or you have never read Surah Al-Kahf, right? Why did he say أبوهما صالح? Yes. So it affects their kids, meaning, Bismillah.
When you're righteous, God will protect your kids.
بصلاح الآباء تصلح الأبناء. There's a saying. The righteousness of the parents will reflect on the children, and the children will be righteous. The general rule, there's always exceptions to the rule, but the general rule. So when anytime somebody comes to me and they complain about their children, I say, work on yourself first. Work on yourself first. And I always bring this. I bring this verse from the Quran. كَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. The reason Allah did not let thee, because under that wall was a treasure. The reason Allah did not want them to get the treasure, why? Why? Because they were young. You give your 9-year-old a phone, and you give your 16-year-old whatever allowance, what is going to happen to them? What will happen to them? They will be easily sneak to their heart, and easily shaitan come to them. And you need to be worried about they become corrupted. So he said, because their father was righteous, and there is a huge treasure under it, I wanted it to stay. I want them to grow up. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَا كَنْزَهُمَا. Now look what he said. رَحْمَةً مِّن رَبِّكَ. This is the rahmah of Allah. And then he comes out, which we all have to do this. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. I didn't do it. I didn't plan it. I didn't think of it. ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْطَعَ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. This is the explanation of the thing. Now I'm speaking in English, you're not going to get it, but I'll explain it. What's the thing that you could not show patience? But he didn't say the same word. The first one he said, تَسْتَطَعَ. Ta, seen, ta, ta'ain. The next one, it's the same letter, but he removed Allah, one ta. تَسْطَعَ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. Why? Those of you who know Arabic, I'm sorry? زيادة في المعنى. هذا principle في القرآن. زيادة في المبنى, زيادة في المعنى. When Allah add a letter, there is deeper meaning. Thank you. But what is the meaning? Now, this is very true, mashallah. But what is it? Yes.
So the first one was when he didn't know anything. He didn't know the explanation. But the second one,
So the first one, he didn't know the meaning. The second one, he know the meaning. So less curious, less knowledgeable. I would love to say yes, but the answer is no. You are close, but the second part is not right. Huh? Yes. Allah gave him the ability to be patient.
But he wasn't patient.
No, it has nothing to do with that. Anyone? Yes. I'm sorry, both are in the present tense. Both is the same word, exactly the same. The second one, he removed one letter, tasta. The first one, he put tastata. Yes. Huh? He did? Okay. Obviously, you've not paid attention and you have not read it, but that's okay. That's why we're doing this class. The first one was longer because Allah is going to explain. So here is the explanation. The explanation was very easy at the end. This is what you couldn't do. Tasta alayhi sabra. Did you get it? It's very easy. I don't have to add another letter. Why didn't you understand it? The first one, Allah made it six letters because he's going to come and explain everything. The second one, the explanation was very easy. Basically, the sun is this and this, and then this is something very easy, but you couldn't understand it. I don't have to add another letter. The opposite in the next week story, exactly the opposite. Again, if you know what I'm talking about, hopefully you will read and you will know. The bottom line, what is the message of this story? There's three or four messages, take-home message, because very important when you read a page or especially stories in the Quran is what is the take-home message? What does Allah want from me? 2.5 pages. Yes, please. I can hear you. No, it's not what am I going to take with me to my home and I'm going to practice it. It's not about Sayyidina Musa. Sayyidina Musa is in Jannah, Ya Rabbi, I see him. Yes. So this is one of them. But the first thing is what? Number one. There's always someone knows the more than you. There is always someone knows more than you. Even if you are the best hafidah, there's somebody better. You are the best physics, there's somebody better than you. Always. Never says, I'm the best. Do not. And Allah said it في النهي في القرآن. فلا تزكوا أنفسكم. Do not praise yourself. ألم ترى إلى الذين يزكون أنفسهم بل الله يزكي من يشاء. Don't you see for those people who praise themselves? And how many of us praise ourselves? How many of us praise ourselves? Show me hands. Oh, alhamdulillah. And what about the others? Angels? Right? Right? How do we praise ourselves? Indirectly. Or sometimes directly. Yani, anyone directly, I was like, Rahman. Already. Oh, I'm the best one. Usually we praise about cooking. I don't know why. Maybe I hear it's always about cooking. But it's always about cooking. Right? Now, indirectly. Yes. I'm sorry, can we hear? Yeah. Can't hear you. Yeah. Yes. Why do you put a picture of guests coming to your house and you're taking video of your home? Why? Why? Honestly, why? Yani, is this going to get me to Jannah? Absolutely not. Otherwise, I would have been the first one to do it. Like, why you're doing it? And you're looking at the comment. Wow, what a beautiful house. Wow, well, look at that. Is that how it is? So that's number two. Number three, indirect. Yes. Exactly. Hadi, the children. Yani, and I don't know you because honestly, I don't know you. But when I was, before I moved here, yani, I know the children. Some I've seen them in my office. And the mothers sit and praise them. And I was like, I can't say a word. No, I can't. You know, هذا الله ستير يحب الستر. Allah is the one who conceals and he likes those who conceal. But I just instantly, I was like, just don't praise them. Because indirectly you're praising yourself. They're my children. Don't. So number one is, if there is someone, if you think you know, there's somebody better than you. That's number one. Number two. The closer you are to Allah, the test is harder. Because you are knowledgeable. And this is for all the teachers in this room, myself number one. You are the teacher. You are the one who say things. لِمَ تَقُولُونَ مَا لَا تَفْعَلُونَ Right? So if there is a one mistake, Allah put two pages in the Quran telling us about Sayyidina Musa. Two pages. So the more you are, Allah, let's say, inshallah, have honored you, right? Then you need to be up to that honor in a way, act like it. The closer you are to Allah, the harder is the test, and the public is the test. Three, patience. You will not learn anything without patience. And persistence. Because what did he say to him? We're going to walk a long walk till we get to that man. Persistence, don't give up easily, especially the youth. Don't give up easily. And it's very hard for them these days because of the rapid, the quick pace we live in. But we need to be patient. You will learn. Allah will make it easy. Allah will open the doors. Keep saying this, and He will. Five, the etiquettes with the teacher and the etiquette with the student. Etiquette with the teacher and etiquette with the student. And the main thing is what you just said. Externally can be really bad. Bad. But internally, and I am sure, and show me hands. How many of you, something happened in your life. And at that moment you thought this is the worst ever. And then later on you found out that this is the best thing ever happened to your life. Everybody. That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what Allah is teaching us. We just have to be two things. Patience, and we have this faith, real, yaqeen, clearly. I know there is khair behind that. I don't know it, but I'm sure there is a khair. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teach us, ya Rabbi, ameen. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa an. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayh. Sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabi tasliman kathira. Next week, inshallah, we'll go to the last story. And the week after, we will do the finale where Allah talked about everything He said in Surah Al-Kahf. So if I can ask you again, please, all the chairs in the room, and then get things ready so we can pray Isha, inshallah, in 5 minutes. If I can all ask you, inshallah, in 5 minutes we will pray. For those of you who are not praying, you want to stay, please be in the back and yani, be considerate of those who are praying. Jazakumullahu khairan. Alaykum salam. Alhamdulillah.